Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from beautiful Eden High School in beautiful Eden, Colorado, it is the Preps Radio Sunday. That's right, Sunday game of the week here. It is the regional final. The Eden Reds and the Kent Denver Sun Devils in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Oh, Coach, Reds win 21-1 in the opener, but for Kent Denver, they had to walk off in the bottom of the seventh, didn't
they? Yeah, I'll tell you, trailing going into the seventh inning and load the bases and get a little fly ball that drops in and a little wind aided and walk off Coleridge.
Yeah, Coleridge had him dead to rights.
Two outs.
Oh, my God. And we saw balls like that today, Coach, that were affected by the wind. There's no question about it. The Reds hit a bunch to the gaps in left and right center that got down. Maybe balls that maybe you thought should have been caught, but I'll tell you what, the Reds this morning, they brought their bats.
They brought their bats and played that first game, so they're well rested. And as Kent Denver celebrates a walk-off victory, both teams prepare now for this championship region game.
Boy, no doubt about it. Talk about some of the highlights this morning. Let's go on the hill first. Mitch Haythorn, little bumpy in the first with a really tight strike zone
really,
by the umpire.
Really, really tight zone.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
And Mitch was trying to adjust, but he was, you know, he walked three batters in the first inning, but all of the walks, those pitches were right there.
No question.
On the corners and maybe just off the plate, but gave up the lone run in the first, and of course his teammates come back and score 21.
Yeah, 20 in the first inning, 20 runs on 13 hits for the Reds in the first inning. And if you're going to have maybe the one of the better days of your life in one inning, Ryder True did it, didn't he?
Ryder True coming into the game with 42 RBIs, Clark, going out of the first inning with what do you have?
You had six.
Six or
in the first
game,
inning.
Total.
48
yes,
of them.
That's
I mean,
right.
48, the state
first
leader coming in. And boy,
six RBIs in an inning. How about that?
No kidding.
His
home
teammate
run.
Walker Martin wasn't far behind.
That's right. Walker had five ribbies, and it, almost all of the damage done, of course, in the first inning for the Reds. Ryder went home run. He went triple. He went single. He went three-fourths of a cycle in the first inning. Walker hit his team-leading fifth home run of the year. Boy, is he swinging a bat at the right time right now.
They are all swinging the bat. Benny Richter gets
three more hits. Yep.
Three singles from the leadoff spot in one inning.
You'll never be able to say that again, will he?
They're going to go remember this inning for a long time. Yep. But you know what? Now that's over.
Yep.
Right now we have a state playoff berth on the line.
Look at the scoreboard. No score. 0-0. That's exactly right. The Reds have to come out and start over in this one in the nightcap here tonight. Winner will go on and join at least four other teams that have made it in so far. We'll talk about that when we come back, try to get some other scores for you. But we'll continue. Clark and the coach here with you. Preps baseball today on Preps Radio, and we can't wait to get to the regional final. Eden and Kent Denver, it's the Patriot League. It's the Metro League. It's the way baseball in Northern Colorado is supposed to be. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 FM, K276 GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
The Greeley Stampede is the biggest event in Northern Colorado, and KFKA will help bring all the action to life on the airwaves. This year, join me, Brian Gary, and Tanner Schwint as we broadcast each and every PRCA rodeo event live from the Greeley Stampede. Bull riding, bronc riding, barrel racing, and even mutton busting. Hear all the action right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to introduce myself to the people of Northern Colorado. My name is Stuart Koch, and I'm the new head golf professional at the Eaton Country Club. Golf is my passion, and I've been working in the business for over 25 years. The Eaton Country Club prides itself on having the very best greens in Northern Colorado, easy and available tee times, and affordable membership rates. I'm thrilled to be a part of the Eaton Country Club, and I invite you to become a part as well by visiting eatoncc.net. Once again, that is eatoncc.net.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show, May 28th and 29th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Great deals on thousands of new and used firearms, ammo, knives, accessories, women's defense products, and much more. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade. Plus $50 CCW classes will be held on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be giving away a free 12-gauge on Sunday, presented by Elijah Hatch for Weld County. Must be present to win. For more info, visit peshows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the PE Gun Shows May 28th and 29th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-size showroom and store is packed full of the latest. From Sig Sauer, Easy Go, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 5:30, Saturday 8 to 3. For more info, visit harshoutdoors.com.
Life is too short to wear boring clothes, so if your wardrobe needs a refresh, stop by Accessories with a Flair and Hair. Arriving daily are new spring and summer outfits, the matching jewelry, hats, and even zipper ties for the guy in your life. Perk up your spirits with a new hairstyle in our salon. Don't forget, we have Kentucky Derby hats for men and women, plus colorful fascinators, too. We have a passion for fashion, so look for that red awning at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4, downtown Greeley, and see what's new.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back here to Eaton High School. And here, so yeah, we may get going really quick here, Micah. Just keep it on the shorts. I don't see anything as far as a, we might just start the game right now. So we'll
no anthem. No anthem.
No anthem. The Reds have taken the field here. Did we get any infield, or did we just go right from spraying the field to playing baseball today?
We're just going to go right
in. Did you see any infield?
Just Eaton.
Okay. Wow. Well, how about that? All right. So let's get to it. Ken Denbro looked like this. Kyle Brink's team. The Sun Devils, I take that back. They're 5 out of 6 for Ken Denbro here. Yeah, the Sun Devils. Efren Ruiz will lead off and play center field. Mitch Milius will be in left field. Blake Wheeler is the first baseman. Aiden Shipman, that's their stud. That's the guy who's got the most innings and the best ERA on the team. Shipman will pitch. Joe Rode is the right fielder. Owen Pratt's at second base. Jackson Nutter is the catcher. I think Nutter had the big hit in the game in the winter in the last one. Quinn Smith is the shortstop. Ken Denbro with that 4-3 win over walk-off bottom of the seventh against Cole Ridge to get to this one. For the Reds, Coach, it's the same lineup we've seen all year long, right?
Yeah, very same lineup. Tate Smith on the mound brings that strong right arm to work today.
Reds will have Benny Richter lead off, play second base. Jaden Stones in center. Walker Martin's at short. right or true. Home run, triple, single, all in the first inning against Inglewood in the opener. Six RBIs in that first inning. He'll just go back to hitting again. He's in left field. Tate Smith's the pitcher. Dirk Duncan will hit sixth and play third base. Garrett Garrett's at your DH. J-Max at first. Jared McCormick and Garrett, Gunnar Duncan, is your catcher today for the Reds. And when you talk about Tate Smith on the hill, the numbers are pretty good. 5-1, 3.43 ERA, 32 and a third innings, 26 hits, 19 walks. That means a whip of about 1.4. Teams hitting, opponents hitting 210 against him. And the big right-hander on his way to Oklahoma State kicks and deals, and the first pitch hit to second base. Benny Richter towards the hole, throws to first in time for the out.
Yeah, that's a nice pitch. One pitch, one out. Benny Richter out at second. Sure hands making a nice play over to first base to get the first out of the game.
Typical Reds lineup for you. I think we got Hayden Vigoria in right field. That's the only real difference lately, with Ryder in left. Jaden Stone is in center. That's your outfield. Dirk Duncan, Walker Martin, left side of the infield. Benny Richter, and over at first is J-Mac. Jared McCormick, and back behind the plate, Gunnar Duncan. And a pitch there down low. It's a ball and a strike now to Mitch Milius, the left fielder. Milius checking in here at 269, and that pitch in for a strike two. 1-2. Boy, when Tate is effective and he's got his command, he's one of the hardest pitchers in the state to hit. This one chopped foul, and staying alive at the plate right now is Milius.
Yeah, when Tate has that command, he's just, you know, so hard for teams to get a good groove in at the plate. Keeps them off balance, has a nice breaking pitch to go along with his fastball.
Don't have a listing for the Kent Denver head coach. Here's the pitch to the plate, ground ball right side, slowly hit. Richter in to pick it up, has plenty of time to flip it to first. Quickly, two outs.
Yeah, it looks like it's Benny Richter inning right now. Two ground balls to second base, two easy outs, and it certainly keeps that pitch count down on early at-bat ground balls.
Blake Wheeler will check in now, number three hitter for the Sun Devils, who have won five of their last six. Beat Coleridge to get here just a few moments ago. About 45 minutes ago, they got the winning run home. That went in for a strike. They came into the bottom of the seventh down 2-1, I believe. No, 3-2 in the ballgame. Came back and won a 4-3. Tate delivers the 0-1 pitch here. Slap foul right into the face of the Kent Denver dugout that time. Made up six of the players take a little dance.
Nice they have those screens out in front of the dugout because he had them hopping.
0-2, Tate comes back. Junior's pitch, fastball down low in the dirt. Tried to get him to chase after a quick one, and it's 1-2.
Just try to throw it past him there and just overthrew a little bit to get the ball down in the dirt.
Blake Wheeler at 429. Driven in 10 runs on the year, and that fastball struck him out. Good. Ninth beat down. One,
great
two,
inning.
Three inning. Yeah, perfect inning for Tate Smith in the opener. A couple of ground balls and a strikeout. We'll go to the bottom of the first in Eaton. The defending state champions coming to bat here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. It is regional finals baseball time here on Prep for Radio. Next weekend, we'll get to the final eight. Weekend after, the final four. Best time of the year for high school baseball in the state of Colorado, and you get to hear it all right here on Preps Radio, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. We'll see the big lefty, Aiden Shipman, now the senior. This is their ace, Bruce, 2-2, 4.39 ERA.
Yeah, interesting. He gets to start this game. They almost went home.
They just about did.
Had to walk off the Coleridge in the bottom of the seventh.
Really aren't numbers from Shipman that make it look like he's a guy that's going to go out and beat the best team, but let's see what happens on the field. Pitch on the way to Ben Richter, the leadoff hitter for the Reds, is fouled back against the screen. It's 0-1. Benny Richter, Jaden Stone, Walker Martin, three of the best right off the bat here for the Reds. Shipman, the big lefty, kicks and deals, and the pitch way outside. It's a ball and a strike. Reds 21-1 winners against Inglewood this morning. Sorry for the Inglewood Pirate fans that came out. That was a tough one to watch. Shipman comes back 1-1. That's up and out. Two and balls and a strike here. Boy, the Reds, do they have anything left in the tank offensively? Come on.
Yeah, they're just so good, and they approach the plate so well.
Pitch on the way there. That ball's down. So three balls and a strike here to Ben Richter. All he did was go three for three in the first inning of that game this morning.
It certainly does start with Ben.
It sure does.
Has a great eye at the plate, not chasing anything. Patient leadoff hitter.
Shipman comes back 3-1, and the pitch is up and out. Ball four, and the Reds right away a base runner. Well, this is the way it started this morning, and the Reds ended up hitting 26 batters in the first inning. I'm going to go out on a limb and go under 26 in this one, Bruce.
I'm going to take that and go with you, Clark. I'm going to say under 10.
Under everything right now after what we saw today. So here is Jaden Stone. Stoney steps up to center fielder here for the Reds. Pitch on the way to Stone in for a strike.
Well, Shipman needs to throw strikes. I mean, you know, it's tough giving that leadoff man a free pass, and now you get to the heart of this lineup with Stoney at the plate, Walker Martin coming up.
Shipman comes back, a bunt out in front of the plate, foul. Bounced in behind the dish right there. Stoney this morning in the game against Inglewood, a single, a double, and three RBIs. It was a extravaganza, a batting practice performance for the Reds. No balls, two strikes here. Shipman comes back, lefty to lefty. Ground ball left of third base, on through into left field for a base hit. So he found the hole at shortstop, and the Reds, as normal, have it going here in the first inning. There's two on, nobody out.
Well, that's with both him and now Walker Martin also coming up to the plate. They are not afraid to go the opposite way and go with the pitch, what makes them dangerous hitters.
Yeah, that's a great point, Coach. Great hitters just learn how to take the pitch where it is, and the Reds do that. Same wind we had today, maybe not quite as much earlier this morning, but a right field to left field draw. So going out to left, you can hit it out. As Ryder True found out, his dad brought a picture of the home run he hit. There's a satellite dish on the house across the street, and that's about where it landed. That's unbelievable. That is a rocket ship. No ball, or rather one ball, no strikes here. Walker waits lefty on lefty again. Shipman deals in the pitch.
Well, Walker also hit a shot, Clark.
He did. Boy, oh boy.
Just a no doubter. And not wind aided. He just drilled it.
Maybe partially against that wind blowing from right to left all day. Yeah, he went to right center. Pitch on the way. That one's up. So two balls and a strike here to the Arkansas commit, Walker Martin. Got one more year to come out and woo everybody as the starting quarterback on the football team, a double-digit basketball player, and then jump on the baseball field where he's really going to make his money. 2-1, Shipman comes back, and the pitch on the way, missed it up and away. Three balls and a strike here. Boy, and Kent Denver is a pitch away right now from really getting in some hot water in the first inning.
Down in the count, 3-1, Shipman has to come through with a strike here. Walker's looking thigh high right now, just wanting to put a great swing on a 3-1 pitch if it's in the zone.
Calls timeout now. He's licking his chops at the plate right here. Holy cow. The only thing against him is that lefty on lefty, but we'll see. Three balls and a strike. Shipman looks in to get a sign. Two on, nobody out. Bottom of the first here for the Reds, no score. And the pitch, he swings at ball four and taps it foul off the left-hand side.
Yeah, that pitch out of the zone. Down and maybe out a little as well, but Walker just couldn't hold back.
So three balls and two strikes.
Let's see if there's any action on the base paths early in this game with Walker at the plate.
Walker came in today hitting .508, drove in five runs this morning, gets 43 ribbies on the air. This one's driven down the left field line in a hurry. Milias is not going to get there. Up against the fence in the corner. In comes one run for the Reds. It's an RBI double for Walker Martin.
Just heads up base running by Jaden Stone. Saw that. And he scores at the plate, Clark.
He does, you bet.
Sees that Kent Denver's kind of fumbling around with the ball, and, man, he just reads it and takes off, and they could not make an accurate throw to throw him out at the plate.
So Walker gets the RBI double in this spot, one run in, and then Stoney, as Coach was talking about, he just got the Sun Devils napping there and scores. So 2-0 for the Reds here in the first inning. And Ryder True coming to the plate, and, boy, this offense – there's just no end to it here in Eden. Shipman deals in the pitch to the RBI leader in the state, who had six RBIs in the first inning this morning. Ryder True stands up at the plate. hit his fourth home run, had a triple and a single, all in the first inning today. How many times have you heard of that? Here's the pitch. Bounced up there. Nice job behind the plate. Jackson Nutter, the senior, able to knock that one down.
Walker Martin able to advance on the pass ball. That's probably a wild pitch.
Yeah, let's go there.
Let's give it a wild pitch. Nutter did a nice job of trying to block that.
All right, so two balls, no strikes. Got Walker over at third. It's Walker Martin. Ryder True trying to get him in here. Reds already 2-0. Shipman deals way outside, ball three.
Right now when Shipman's missing, he's really missing. It's not, you know, 2-3 inches off the plate.
You're going to try to beat the Reds, Coach? You've got to come out better than this. Here's the pitch. That one fouled back. Look at that.
As good as hitting team as Eaton is, you have to make them hit. You know, the three passes and getting behind in counts to where you have to just pipe one to stay in the count. It's not going to work against these guys.
Three balls and a strike here to Ryder True. Hottest hitter in the state right now. Takes ball four. Well, I'm not sure what the number was before we got an out today. Was it 14 or 15 or how many hitters the Reds had? But
well,
Coach, that's four.
I said 10, and I think I should take the over right now.
They got to get one here, right? Two walks, a single, and a double. The Reds have two runs in and runners at first and third. Nobody out. And here's Tate Smith, who's going to pitch eventually. Here's the pitch on the way. Tate went 1-2-3 in a very, very fast first at top of the first inning. And now he sat down and let the Reds offense go to work. One ball, no strike. Shipman with runners at the corners comes back. And that pitch in for a strike outside corner.
Well, Tate wants to keep this rally going, help himself extend the lead with a base hit to score Martin from third.
Shipman at the belt comes back, and that pitch missed away. I thought we had two strikes, but 2-1, it says on the scoreboard, so we'll go there. Two balls and a strike. Two runs, two hits for the Reds here in the bottom of the first. Shipman comes back, and the pitch outside corner for a strike, 2-2.
That was a nice fastball, great placement.
One of his better pitches so far today. Two balls, two strikes. Big batter here for the Reds, big batter for the defense. Missed it away, 3-2. I'm pretty on course. We're right behind the plate. I'm pretty on course with this umpire so far. Three balls, two strikes. Shipman comes set at the belt, checks the runners at the corners, the 3-2 delivery. Swinging a high chopper, third base side, going to pick it up. Hanson drops it. He's got no play. That's just an infield base hit.
Yeah, that has to be a base hit, high hopper. And very good base running by the Reds that time, staying home at third.
Nowhere for Walker to go.
No, because he takes off. They have a chance to make the throw at home.
Brogan Barr will come in and courtesy runner here for the Reds. Well, it's a common theme when you play the Reds. Trouble when you're on the mound. And here's the traffic again. Bases loaded. Two runs in already for the Reds. 2-0 here in the first inning of the regional final. Dirk Duncan comes to the plate with a chance to mash this thing. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball right side and out of play. It's no balls and a strike. Duncan, a couple of walks, a hit by pitch in the first game. One of the few Reds who didn't get a hit, but, of course, if they don't throw it to you, you can't hit it.
And Dirk has a great chance to extend this lead. Bases loaded. No one. Nobody out again, Clark.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, Shipman set to go again. The senior comes set at the belt. Lefty kicks and deals. 0-1, pitch missed it away. It's a ball and a strike now.
He's just not finishing that follow-through, and he's leaving everything wide of the plate against right-handed hitters.
2-0 Reds. Boy, this can change in a swing right here. Shipman set at the belt again. Senior dealing Dirk Duncan in the pitch. Inside. Didn't get the call there, and it's 2-1. Reds have won 43 of their last 46 games. Shipman deals again, outside corner for a strike. Yeah, Dirk just looked like that wasn't his interest.
Yeah, good take. You know, that was a pitch he probably pounds down in the infield.
Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Bases loaded, Reds. 2-0 lead here, first inning. The lefty southpaw comes back, and the pitch fouled back against the screen. And Dirk will have another chance. Good to see Jared McCormick back in the lineup. He came in, well, I was going to say late. He came in the second or third inning, yeah. Or second inning, I think, is when they started really hitting for the Reds. Here's the pitch. Missed that away again, and now you're 3-2. Coach, the bases are loaded. There's nowhere to put him.
Nowhere to put him.
Three balls and two strikes. Duncan at the plate. Reds with the bases loaded here. Dirk trying to tee off on one. Let's see. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a drive, right side foul. That'll get out of play.
Nice piece of hitting there by Dirk Duncan. Just, you know, staying alive, felling that pitch off to get a better look possibly.
All right, Shipman set to go again. Boy, it's like a night and a day from him to pitch compared to what we saw with Mitch Haythorn this morning. Mitch was throwing like a pitching machine. Boom, boom, boom. He'd get it, throw it.
This guy looks like a major league reliever that's analyzing every pitch for 30 seconds between pitches.
He's going to be analyzing the dugout here in a second if he doesn't get going. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Low ball four, and the Reds lead 3-0, and there's still nobody out.
Well, Dirk Duncan gets in the RBI count today.
He
with
does.
The base on balls.
Walker Garrett, Martin across Garrett. The plate. Here comes Garrett Garrison, who wants to add to the damage here in the first inning. Who needs seven innings in baseball? The Reds just need one inning lately, right? Holy cow.
They may play a total of,
maybe they get
six, seven innings today, but get two wins out of it.
I'm guessing we get at least four out of this. In fact, I'll go out on a limb and say we get five, but let's see. It's early, though. Give Ken Denver a chance to come back, a team that was scrappy enough to come from behind and win the opener against a good Coal Ridge team. That's in for a strike here to Garrett Garrison. Garrison, the DH, came here by way of Berthoud High School. First year here over in Eaton, and the grandfather says, boy, they love it here in Eaton. Swing and a miss at a high fastball.
Garrett was going for that satellite dish over in beyond left field there on that swing.
He was. No balls, two strikes. Still bases loaded. Reds three runs in here in the first. Pitch to the plate on that one. He swung at it and tipped it. He swung at ball at a ball, of course, in the dirt, but he tried to go golfing right there.
Nice job, however, of staying alive and felling that pitch off.
Jared McCormick out on deck for the Reds. J-Mac hitting in the eighth spot today. Shipman comes back in. A pitch on the way, and that one missed. And now it should be 2-2 here. No, that's right, 0-2. 1-2. He 1-2. He swung at that pitch in the dirt. One ball, two strikes here. And still yet nobody out. Number seven hitter in the inning. This is a recording from today. Here's the pitch. Swing, and that's hit to left field and deep, going back. Milas going back to track the wall, reaches up and makes the catch at the fence. The run is going to score from third base. And now down to second base, all the way from first goes Dirk Duncan. So it's a sack fly, Coach, and it's 4-0.
Well, that was about 5 feet short of clearing the fence out in left field.
Almost grand salami time.
Down inning for the Reds, first baseman number 33, Jared McCormick.
Yeah, Malias made a very nice attempt on that, tracking that pitch down and to bring in that fly ball.
Garrett Garrison's first home run as a Red was almost a grand slam right there. Pitch to the plate here, lefty on lefty. As Aiden Shipman loses his cap on the delivery, he'll have to chase it down in the wind here. Jared McCormick stepping in, 263 for Jared so far this year. 12 runs batted in for the lefty. Reds four runs here in the first. Shipman deals again. That's up in the zone.
Yeah, J-Mac, remember that Sterling game, how he started the rallies?
Went 6-for-8 in that series.
Man, he had a great series against the Tigers.
Two balls and no strikes here. Shipman comes back. Pitch, J-Mac swings through it. Two balls and a strike here.
And that was that pitch out of the zone. Couldn't lay off the high ball.
2-1, one out here on a Sunday afternoon in Eaton. It's just this place today that's the problem. Here's the pitch. Down low and a nice block there by Nutter.
Nutter's a good catcher. Park.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just tell he's active behind the plate.
Good fundamentals.
Good, yes, knows how to block the pitches.
Two and one. Shipman comes set at the belt here and deals the plate, and that one's up and out, ball four. So Shipman now, he's just trying to get out of here. That's eight batters now. And the bases are loaded for the Reds. Boy, oh, boy, this is just like a cannon ready to go off. And Gunnar Duncan, the nine-hole hitter, is going to come up for the Reds right now. What's scary is Gunnar can hit, but then you get right back to the top
right
of this order.
Right back to Mr. Base Hit today and Ben Richter.
What's your nine-hole hitter hitting? 419 coming into today, Gunnar Duncan. Get her done, Gunnar. Here to go. And the pitch in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Lions Irrigation Broadcast booth. Thank you to Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill, great playoff sponsor. Get a $100 gas card each week. You can win one at Kramer's Wedge Store, the U Phillips and Greeley and Eaton. This one fouled off to the right out of play. Spend $15 or more on gas and or merchandises. Pay inside. You get an entry into that week's drawing every time you do that, each day that you do that. You can do it 7 days a week. Seven chances to get a $100 gas card, courtesy of Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill. And Gunnar Duncan takes a strike three call.
Yeah, three pitches. That's the first time Shipman today has thrown three strikes in a row.
That's how you get a strikeout in three pitches. All right, here's Ben Richter. Bases loaded again. Benny with a chance to add to the RBI list here at the top of the order. Three sitting ducks out there and a 4-0 lead for the Reds. Shipman deals, and that misses outside 1-0. If you're Ken Denver and you get out of this 3-0, you're kind of going, okay, we can battle.
Well, they're not going to do that because it's 4-0.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shoot. Where was
but,
I at?
But yeah. If they get out of this 4-0.
Bruce Dick's job is to keep me planted in real life. That's what he does.
Still ahead of the game with the bases loaded here.
I've got to tell you, it's not quite warm here, but the Bahamas where I just was, it was fantastic. God, it was good. Now we're back here at Eaton. 4-0 Reds, that's right. All right, set to go again. Here's the look in the pitch from Shipman. That's up in the zone. We've been doing this all day, so, right? Had to get a little squirrely.
Well, the first day we were doing everything we could to try to stay somewhat warm. Yeah. It didn't work.
It was a bit of a trick.
Nothing we did worked.
2-1, it's the end of May, right? Here's the pitch, popped up. This is way up in the middle of the infield, about six different white jerseys under it.
And they get out of it, Clark.
Yeah, Quinn Smith makes the catch. So 10
hitters. And that 10 spot over and under, number of hitters. How'd we do on that?
Yeah, go back to the window, get your money back. That's right. 10 hitters in the first inning for the Reds. They score four times, as my Fresno State math has proven. Let's go to the second inning here in Eaton, the regional championship on Preps Radio. Glad you're with us. 4-0 Reds. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We go to the second inning out here at Eaton High School. The wind kicking up again out here. It is 4-0 for the Reds. They scored 20 runs in the first inning this morning. They only got four this time. What's wrong with this team? 4-0 against
on the downward slide right now, aren't they?
Oh, man. Here's Tate
that
Smith
could
in
be
the second
enough.
Inning.
Yeah, it could go, be oh, enough.
With the way Tate threw in the first, yeah.
Tate Smith's on the mound. It's pretty hard to get five against him, that's for sure.
Shipman, Rode, and Pratt here, 4-5 and 6 for the Sun Devils. And that pitch missed. Two balls and a strike here to Aiden Shipman, who's got to shake off a first inning where the ace of the staff for Ken Denver got rocked around a little bit. Fastball missed up and out right there. Three balls and a strike now. That's Tate's thing. He just got to have his command. He's got to stay in there and not walk people. He's so hard to hit when he's in the zone or near the corners. 3-1 pitch down low, ball four.
Shipman draws the base on balls.
So leadoff walk. 19 walks, though, for Tate, if you look at it. 32 innings, so
a little high.
You know, four in a seven-inning game, that's four walks or so.
Yeah, he can cut that in half. You know, he will as he progresses into his career.
Here's Joe Rode. He takes a strike outside corner. No balls and one strike here from Tate Smith. Shipman, I think they had a courtesy run over at first for the pitcher here. So it looks like Shipman, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Pitcher on the way here. Fouled away. Right side out of play. Sun Devils do not grant us the fact that they do not put numbers on their front of their uniform. It is 21. That's Aiden Shipman over there. It did look like him, and it is him. A pitcher running for himself. What a odd thing.
Good athlete.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Swing and a miss at the plate to strike three. They're going to have to throw down to second. The runner's out at first, and the throw to second not in time. The runner advances on the strikeout.
One out in the inning.
So one gone. Shipman goes to second, and Owen Pratt. This guy can hit. One of the guys I circled for their team. He's the leader average-wise at .417 for the club. 30 hits on the year. Also the leader in getting to the plate. He's scored 23 times. And right now, Gunnar Duncan is going to go out and have a word with Tate Smith. I'm going to have a word with you about to get your car fixed. AAMCO Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. It's the place to go, folks. Don Scott, his great staff, 40 years out there, number one store in the region. Now they got you covered in Loveland as well. It's AAMCO Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, helping you guys out in Prep Radio Land. They're putting the care right back into car care. All right, Tate set to go, comes back in a pitch right there for a strike.
That was such a smooth delivery on that fastball.
I thought you were going to tell me it was a smooth delivery on my commercial, but okay.
Always.
Always not. Here's the 0-1. It's down low in the dirt. It's a ball and a strike. Don was out, I'm sure, today at track and field watching his grandson, Zach and Will Grable out there.
I think Zach had a little bad luck today.
Did he? I didn't see any results in track.
Lost his shoe in a race.
Wow, how do you do that? How about that? Here's a bouncer right side of the infield. J-Mac's going to grab it at first and go to the bag. That's the play he has. He makes the second out. That's just a smart play. Two down. Let the runner go to third. And Jackson Nutter will come to the plate right here. I bet on a horse that lost his shoe in a race one time.
Now hitting number two, Jackson Nutter.
That's not a lie. Here we go. Two outs, top of the second for Kent Denver. They trail 4-0 here. Winner goes on to the state tournament, the final eight. So do we know anybody else, Bruce, besides the four we circled this morning?
Not yet.
Academy, Colorado Academy, Sterling, Bayfield, and Manitou have made their ways to either Butch Butler or Tom Roach next weekend. Ground ball right side. Benny Richter slides, picks it up. That's a good play by Ben Richter, and he throws him out and saves
Benny
the
Richter
run.
For his third assist today. 4-3.
No runs, no hits. The walk up, they left the runner over at third base. We'll head to the bottom of the second here at Eaton. 4-0. Reds on top. It is the regional playoffs here on Preps Radio. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Not every job is a big job. but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the second inning here in Eaton, the regional final. 4-0 Reds here. Four-run first inning for the home team. Coach and I talking off air right there about University of Tom Roach Field taking on Faith Christian for the regional final over there. I just have to go back to 2017. Remember when University was? They're the two seed here this year. They were the one seed that year, and Landon Ford came in from Faith Christian and beat him in the regional final 3-2. So, yeah, always got to look out for the Faith Christian Eagles, no question.
Here's a little upset in the first round of a game today. Jefferson Academy defeated Classical Academy.
Ooh, how about that?
So another Metro League.
Yep.
Not favored.
That's the state runner-up last year, Classical Academy, who lost against the Reds in the final. So that is a surprise. All right, second inning for the Reds, Jaden Stone leads off, and the senior takes one in the dirt, a ball and no strikes against the lefty Aiden Shipman, who was, he was plagued with traffic, let's call it that, in the first inning.
Control problems.
And Reds hitting the ball problems. He comes back, pitches up, and two balls and no strikes. One, two, three, four walks, three Reds hits. And four runs came in for the Reds. Pitch on the way is in for a strike there at the letters.
Another regional game in our part of the state. Fort Morgan loses to Pueblo East, so The Mustangs are out.
Fort Morgan advances. Pitch here. In for a strike. I'm sorry, Fort Morgan loses. Pueblo East, is that who you said?
Yes.
The Easterns.
In 4A baseball.
Pitch on the way. Northridge going right about now, too. I think it was a 2:30 start for them today.
The Highland Huskies defeated Colorado Springs Christian. That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yes,
yeah,
that was yesterday.
The Huskies, Keith Juarez's team, won twice yesterday.
So they advance.
They're into the final eight. Here's the look in the pitch. That's up and away, ball four. So on at first is Jaden Stone here in the second inning.
Stone draws the base on balls.
The same way that Aiden Shipman started the first inning, a base on balls. And here comes Walker Martin to face him right now. We don't have left-on-left splits. We don't go that deep, of course. Walker Martin for the Reds walks in here, opening up today, hitting .508. Had five RBIs this morning to give him 43 on the year. What I don't have are the numbers lefty on lefty. I always wonder. When you get to the major leagues, it's such an advantage lefty on lefty for the pitcher. But in high school baseball, I'm just thinking maybe they see it and hit it. One ball, no strikes to Walker here. Bottom of the second inning, 4-0 Reds. Regional final here on Preps Radio. Shipman comes back, and the pitch almost dusted him off at the head. It's 2-0.
I really don't think those are purpose pitches. Those
no.
are just control issues.
Yes, I go along with you. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. The Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Thank you to Agfinity, another of our great playoff sponsors. One of those 100-year companies in our area that's just such a great resource. Go to Agfinity.com for all they do. 4-0 Reds here in the second. You've got Jaden Stone over at first. Walker Martin trying to drive him in. Shipman comes back, and a pitch is there for a strike. Throw down to first, and Martin will stroll back into the, rather Jaden Stone will stroll back into the bag. Walker had his fifth home run of the year in the game this morning. Pitch here, ground ball, base hit to right field, and the Arkansas commit just keeps stroking the baseball. All the way to third base here goes Stoney, and the Reds as they do almost every inning. First two guys on, first and third, nobody out, and here comes the state's RBI leader. Well, Coach, this isn't going to get any easier for Aiden Shipman out there, is it?
No. Now he's facing the leading RBI guy in the state.
48 of them. He had six of them in the first inning this morning.
That's right.
He had a home run, a triple, and a single in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, and he throws it to shortstop on a hop. The catcher, Nutter, was off balance. By the time he threw it, he just chucked it right at the shortstop, Quinn Smith. Well, things have got to change here for Ken Denver, or they're going to get smoked.
Yeah, a couple ducks on the pond here for Ryder.
One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the second inning, 4-0 Reds, the regional final here. Ryder True, you find me a hotter hitter in the state right now, and I'll say, hey, let me take a look. This kid's just ripping the baseball all year, especially the second half of this season. Two balls, no strikes. He's looking at that satellite dish on that house over there saying, maybe I can ring one off there twice. 2-0. Four runs, four hits for the Reds. No runs, no hits for Ken Denver. That's your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Fastball way up and high. Up and high. Up high, outside. It was everywhere but in the zone. It is 3-0 with first base open here. Stoney gets a lead at third. Walk gets a lead at second. See what the Reds do here. 3-0 to Ryder True. He's swinging 3-0. Why not?
You know? Why not?
If anybody gets the green light right now, he does, right?
Shipman just took a deep breath out on the mound saying, oh, man, he's swinging 3-0. I kind of put one out there.
Three balls and a strike. The lefty comes back. Outside corner. Missed it. Boy, that was tight. I thought maybe that hit the outside corner. It's ball four to True.
You know, that's a great piece of hitting by Ryder, though, to, you know, a power hitter like him to let that pitch go off the plate, you know?
It's the best he's done, anybody's done against Ryder True today is to walk him twice.
Yes.
It's what you do. Coach is coming out now.
I'm not sure I wouldn't have put four fingers up if I was Kent Denver just saying, put him on.
But certainly pitching around him just a hair. All right. Thank you to, of course, Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance, Integrity and Honesty. It's that simple. We're working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. Our Prep Radio Baseball also brought to you by Journey Homes. Over 10,000 homes along the Front Range, Northern Colorado's number one builder. 26, going on 27 years out here now. And for all they do, you want to see some great videos, some great galleries of homes they have. You want to think about your dream home? JourneyHomes.com. That's where you go. All right, Tate Smith with the bases loaded. Boy, we've been saying that all day, Reds bases loaded, haven't we? I feel like that's just been the M.O. 4-0 here. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Bases loaded. Here's Tate Smith. Pitch on the way down Main Street for a strike. Walk to Stone. A single to Martin. A walk to True. Shipman at the belt. 0-1 pitch way up and out. It's a ball and a strike. Well, the Reds are going to try to get to the state tournament, make a 13 state championships. No other baseball team in the state has come close to that. Got their 12th last year. First for Todd Hernandez. Pitch here down low in the dirt.
Yeah, that was a special state championship for Coach Hernandez.
Sure was.
You know, as much success as they've had in the, you know, in the past, when you're a coach and you win that first one, that's a big deal.
Two balls and a strike to Tate. Here's the pitch on the way. That's up in the zone. 3-1 now to Smith, and he's licking his chops. Base is loaded. Nobody out. 3-1. You got to come into him. Tate's got to be thinking, boy, oh, boy, here we go. It is Christmas Day. Shipman set to deal on the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball. It's 3-2.
Challenged him. Swing and a miss.
Yep. Base hit for Smith in the first inning. Here he is in the second inning again. Shipman at the belt. Lefty, the senior, kicks and deals in the 3-2. That's driven to right center field and deep. Going back, this one away back, and it's going to bounce on the track and go to the fence. Here comes Stoney to score. Walker Martin right behind him, and right behind him is Ryder True. It's a three-run triple, for Tate Smith.
Boy, nice. Just a great swing on the bat. Went with the pitch. Drives it deep to right center field. Tate standing at third base with three more RBIs and a triple.
Dirk Duncan will come to the plate now. After the game, I asked Mitch Haythorn if he was comfortable with a 19-run lead going to the second inning today. He laughed and said yes. For Tate Smith, are you comfortable with at least a 7-0 lead going to the third inning? Wow, the Reds offense is putting their pitchers in a great spot. Pitch there missed away, and it's a ball and a strike here to Dirk Duncan. Dirk walked his first time. Three walks for him. He's been hit by a pitch today in the two games. He's made his way to the bases for sure. That one misses, two balls and a strike. Two and one, Shipman comes back in the pitch in there for a strike, 2-2.
See how Dirk battles here on a 2-2 count.
Pitch on the way, the 2-2 misses outside. Three balls, two strikes now. Brogan Barr running for Tate Smith down at third base. Still nobody out here in the inning. Boy, we've said that all day, too. Just, we could put things on a loop. Here's the pitch, and that's hammered to center field. It's Efren Ruiz, the junior, makes the catch. Runner will score from third without even trying to score, Brogan Barr. And it's 8-0 on a sack fly by Dirk Duncan.
Nice piece of hitting by Dirk Duncan. Just goes straight to center field to create another run for the Reds.
Number 17, Garrett Garrison.
So Garrett Garrettson with one out now, and the base is finally clear for Shipman. But if he had to turn around and look at the scoreboard right now, he sees 44 out there, four in the first, got four in the second for the Reds.
That's Floyd Little on the scoreboard
for
those older people listening.
Ground ball to shortstop, Quinn Smith over to first, and he airmails that one into the gate. Down to second base goes Garrettson, and by the time the catcher goes up to fumble it, Garrett's running into second base. E6 puts him over at second base.
Put the bat on the ball, and sometimes good things happen. And Garrett hustling down the line, and then on the errant throw ends up at second base.
All right, J-Mac comes in now. Jared McCormick to hit here for the Reds. 8-0. Lefty on lefty, and the pitch is a ground ball inside the bag. No, it's foul. Just outside the bag at first, the first baseman senior Blake Wheeler had a look at it for Ken Denver. Well, 21-1 for the Reds last year when they won the title. 22-5 the year before that. Here's the pitch. That one bounces up through the catcher. Runner's going to go to third. Garrett, so they might have him. No, the throw gets away down the line, and Garrett's going to trot home. How about 9-0, Coach?
9-0 with Garrett Garrettson rambling around the base paths.
Almost looked like he sprung a leak there on the outside, but he got there. An oil leak for Garrett Garrettson around third base, but the big man gets there. Boy, has he had a great, great season. Here's the pitch. Line drive, two-hopper, right field, base hit, J-Mac. Oh, my.
That is such a typical swing by Jared McCormick. Just pulling that ball through the infield. No shift in high school baseball, Clark.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that. Connor Duncan will come to the plate for the Reds here. Four runs in the first, five in the second. It's 9-0 Reds. They won 21-1 this morning. Sterling's sitting back right now going, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
We did something like that, right? 20-0 and 13-3.
13-3, yeah. We're part of the Patriot League.
Yep. Pitch to the plate. That's up. So it's a ball and a strike here to Gunnar Duncan. He struck out his first time. Six hits for the Reds in the game. That pitch to the backstop got through the catcher. And down to second base here goes J-Mac.
McCormick's out to second.
One out here, second inning. Reds have their 18th hitter, which is nothing compared to the 26 hitters that batted in the first inning this morning. That's right, 26 of them in one inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Duncan digs in, set to go again. Two and two. Shipman's going to deal here. Aiden kicks and deals 3-2. He missed that one, bounced it off the plate here.
Boy, Nutting is getting a workout behind the plate. The catcher for Kent Denver.
Edmonton,
he is up and down.
Edmonton and Calgary are looking for a goalie right now. Neither one can stop the puck. They ought to get this catcher.
This guy can do it.
He can flat out do it. Here's the pitch. That's up. Ball four. It is a good at bat for Gunnar Duncan there. So two on for the Reds here in the second. Runners at first and second. There's one out. The sack fly by Dirk Duncan.
Second baseman number four, Ben Richter.
Here comes Benny Richter. Holy cow, Ben Richter. All he knows is the first and second inning today, but he's been up about 115 times. That pitch missed inside. It's a ball and no strikes. Leadoff hitter for the Reds. Batted three times in the first inning this morning. Now he's up for the third time in the first two innings here in the afternoon. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swinging a looper to left field. That's going to fall over shortstop into left field for a base hit. J-Max around third. He'll score. Over to third base right here for the Reds is Austin Martinez, the courtesy runner. And it is 10-0 Reds.
RBI base hit for Richter.
Can you smell the mercy?
That'll bring to the plate center fielder number one.
It's on its way.
Okay, well. Jaden Stone's going to come up now. Singled in the first, walked here to lead off this second inning. So it's hitter number 10 for the Reds in the inning. And the pitch missed away. It's a ball and no strikes here to Stoney.
Tate Smith down on the end of the dugout area, just staying loose. Long inning at the plate.
Yep. Pitcher, that's in for a strike. We talked to Mitch Haythorne after the game today, and he confirmed he did go toss a little bit in that long bottom of the first inning.
It's only 51 minutes.
Yeah, that's all. Just sit still. You'll be all right. Yeah. Here, put this jacket on. You'll be fine. Yeah, after an hour, you got to get up and throw a little bit, don't you? All right, set to go again here. Pitcher on the way to Stone here is fouled away. Reds runners at second and third. Martinez down at third. Richter's at second. Reds already lead 10-0 in the game. 10 runs, 7 hits. No runs, no hits for Ken Denver. That's your C&H Solutions scoring summary. Pitch ground ball, second base. This is Owen Pratt, the senior. He'll dig it and throw it to first. Run scores, 11-0 Reds with two outs here in the inning.
Martinez scores.
Stoney picks up another RBI,
now
too.
Now hitting for the Reds, shortstop number 16, Walker Martin.
All right, Walker Martin will step up to the plate here. Doubled in the first, singled in the second. He's got a ribby in the ballgame. We'll see what he does here. Pitch on the way, way outside. So a ball and no strikes, and right or true. A couple of walks for him in this game. He's probably chomping to the bit to hit it. He's out on deck for the Reds with his state-leading 48 runs batted in.
That's a lot of RBIs in a high school season.
That's production. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs here, bottom of the second. Reds lead 11-0. And the pitch is missed away. This is the regional final, folks. 21-1, the Reds won this morning. They've out there scored their opponents today on a Sunday here in Eden by a count of 32-1. Pitch on the way, and Martin fouls it away, left side out of play. University won at Tom Roachfield this morning, 11-0. They've got Faith Christian this afternoon. We don't have any response on that game so far, I think, and no score there. And the other big one is Brush and Res Christian going now at Brush High School. Ground ball back up the middle. There's another base hit and another RBI for Walker Martin. I think that's 45 now for Walker for the year. Look
at
that
kid go. He's right on Ryder's tail there for RBI lead.
So Walker at first, and here comes Ryder True, who says, I've walked twice here. The heck with that. He's going to try for satellite dish number two right here today.
Yeah, he's got some kids in the back of the pickup out in left field, too. I hope they have their gloves on.
That's right. They could be coming your way right now. 12-0 Reds here. Martin to lead over at first. The pitch to True, and he missed it away. Two balls and no strikes. Ryder says, give me something here that I can whack. Saw his brother Tanner True with his dad Roy True today behind us. Talked to them for a quick second before the ball game this morning. And boy, Tanner, that dude is just they talk about the tank formation. He's a tank.
Really?
Playing football at Shadron.
The weight room has been good to him.
It sure has. That's called working your tail off. Throw down to second on the steal, and under the tag is Walker Martin. Stolen base for Walker. Here is he at second now with two outs here in the second inning. Ryder True, hottest hitter in the state at the plate right now. He's walked twice. Did you get a chance here? Swinging a drive, right center field. This has got Gapper. Ryder True is going to do it again. He salts it into the middle. He's going to go to second with a stand-up. Knapp's actually going to get on the ground and slide into second with an RBI double. 49 ribbies. One more for the big five.
It's like a broken record. Every time he gets up, we're adding to his RBI total. Clark, he started with 42 today.
Yep. Seven of them today. Shipman set to go to Tate Smith here, who's only singled and tripled and drove in three runs. The pitch missed. 10 seconds right now for our stations to identify themselves here on Preps Radio.
103.1 FM, K276 GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Really?
Smith swings through a fastball there, and it's a strike. One ball, one strike to Tate. Shipman comes back, and the pitch is a breaking ball that stays in the zone, and it is quickly 1-2 here. Two outs, bottom of the second inning, 13-0 Reds off of a 21-1 win this morning against Englewood. Pitch there, boy, that just missed. So 2-2 here to Tate. Ryder True after his run-scoring double at second base. Shipman comes back, outside corner, got him looking. That's a good pitch.
Very good pitch by Shipman. And, we go to the third, and the Reds have put up 13 already, Clark.
Yeah, 13, no doubt about it. The Reds, 9 runs on 6 hits in the inning. I think 13 runs on 9 hits. Does that make sense?
That's
what the scoreboard says. And that's what we've got. So 13-0 Reds. We'll go to the third inning. They are cruising in the regional final here. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the third inning out here. 13-0 Reds in front. As Tate Smith goes back to work here. He'll have the nine-hitter Quinn Smith, and then back to the top of the order with Ruiz and Milius. But 9-0 here, or 13-0 here. That's a pretty substantial lead, don't you think,
Coach? I think Tate's pretty comfortable out on the mound with this lead, Clark.
It's not nearly a 19-run lead like Mitch had going to the second inning this morning, but still. My goodness gracious. Things will get tougher next week. Next weekend, we get to the final eight. Things are going to get salty.
I don't think Tate's questioning his run support.
No, not at all.
Although he's probably saying, Mitch, man, they got 21 for you.
That's right.
I'm sitting here at 13.
A cheap 13, is that right? Yeah. That's right. 13 runs, 9 hits for the Reds, no hits, no errors for the Kent Denver Sun Devils. That is your CNH Solution scoring summary. All right, Tate's, three balls, no strikes here to Quinn Smith, and that one's in for a strike right here. 9-hole hitter, you want to throw strikes. We'll see what they get. Dirk Duncan, Walker Martin, left side of the infield, Benny Richter and J-Mac on the right side. You've got True, Stoney, and Aiden Vigoria in the outfield. Gunnar Duncan back behind the plate, and Tate Smith has his second walk, second leadoff walk in two innings here.
Second base runner for the Sun Devils, both on base on balls.
So the quick snapshot of Tate Smith would be not as much focus on the leadoff hitter, but let's see. Comes back and deals with a fastball down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Ruiz bounced out his first time, hit one to Ben Richter on the right side of the infield. Here's the 1-0. That one down in the dirt. Runner goes. By the time Gunnar Duncan knows where it is, the runner's to second base and having lunch.
Smith over to second on the play.
So two balls and no strike. That's a wild pitch. Chance for Gunnar to backhand it, but he can't. In the dirt, I think that's on the pitcher. Two balls, no strikes. Efren Ruiz, the center fielder, takes that one for a strike.
That's the kind of pitch Tate has to just keep bringing.
Yep. They're outmatched.
Here's my fastball. Hit it if you can.
Yep. Completely agree. 2-1. Tater comes back and misses down low. 3-1 now. The only thing that's going to extend this game today, well, if the Reds continue to hit like they are, we'll be even shorter than I think, but is Tate not throwing strikes. That's in there for a good pitch, and he fouls it off. So three balls, two strikes here. Quinn Smith down at second base for the Sun Devils here. They trail 13-0 in the top half of the third inning here in Eden. Smith at the belt comes back, and he walked him down low. That one got away too, so the runner's going to go to third. Okay, couple of walks. Now do you come out, give him a quick, quick talking to, or just let him be right now?
Yeah, I think you just go out and say, hey, you know what? They can't hit you.
Hey, look at the scoreboard.
They can't hit you, and if they do, no harm, no foul. But let's challenge. Let's get the ball over the plate.
Just focus.
Smooth out your delivery a little bit.
All right, see if Tate goes to work here. Mitch Milius, the left fielder, steps in here. Kent Denver, 16-8 coming in. They got the 3-2 win over Coleridge earlier. This one looped to short. Coming in a hurry is Walker Martin. He'll make the catch and looked at first base to go back there.
He thought about it, yeah.
Little looper that Walker took on the fly. So called it a line out to shortstop, one away. Ruiz stays over at first base, and Blake Wheeler will come to the plate here, who struck out his first time. Tate deals the plate. The fastball is low. It's a ball and no strikes. I think, for the most part, Tate missing has been low today, which is a good thing for a pitcher. You want to stay low. Here's the 1-0 swing and a miss at a fastball.
Boy, that's a terrific pitch.
Yeah, tied him up
down
inside.
Down and in, inside, and very unhittable.
One ball, one strike, one out top of the third, 13-0 Reds. Pitch here, nice pitch. A little breaker, maybe a slider of sorts got there, 1-2. Little bend on the end of that one. That was a terrific pitch. Coach said unhittable. There's another one. 1-2, he bounced it up there. Gunnar Duncan, nice job to block it. Bases are full right now of Kent Denver Sun Devils. No, that's not true. There's nobody at second, Clark. It's first and third. That's the ghost runner out there. All right, Tate's two balls, two strikes here. Comes back into pitch. Breaking ball just missed inside. Wow. I thought that was a beauty.
Yeah, that was a pretty good pitch.
too good a pitch to take, actually, if you're the hitter.
I agree. Three balls, two strikes. Comes back in a hurry and gets him to chase ball four.
Make up
and
time.
In. Yeah.
Comes up and in out of the zone. And Milius says, I think that looks good, and puts a swing on it.
So two down and eight in the Blake Wheeler will come to the plate now. And the pitch on the way here is popped up at first base. It's J-Mac who takes a look at it. McCormick runs out of room. It's out of play here.
Unlike a first baseman we saw this morning, J-Mac's hustling over there on that fly ball. We had a couple this morning in the Inglewood game where their catcher and first baseman just kind of looked at it and let it drop.
Right now I'm kind of finally figuring out what's wrong with my scorecard, Coach. I don't have a nine-hole hitter for Ken Denver, so I'm all off here.
That would be Gus Hansen, yeah. And
He walked. And then Milius lined out, and Wheeler struck out. And they throw to first on a ground ball to Richter here, and that's the inning.
Benny's been busy.
Benny has been busy.
That's his fourth assist in three innings.
No runs, no hits, three innings now for Tate Smith. He has not surrendered a hit to the Ken Denver Sun Devils and owns a 13-0 advantage. We'll go to the bottom of the third and eat when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. And it's right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has four locations in three states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the third inning in Eaton. It is regional playoff time. I want to thank Kramer's Wedge Store. Great playoff spots for us on Preps Radio this year. Win a $100 gas card each week. Do it. Get in there. Each day you're eligible to get a new entry into the weekly drawing. All you got to do is spend $15, gas or merchandise, and pay inside at the cashier. While you're in there, visit the Tatanka Grill. Made from scratch food, but every time you have $15 or more in gas and or merchandise, pay inside, boom. There is your entry. One time a week, they draw a name out of there, and it's a $100 gas card. Line yourself up. All brought to you by Kramer's Wedge Store, the U Fillets in Greeley and Eaton, and while you're there, you can't help but visit the Tatanka Grill. Pitch on the way down low. It's a ball and no strikes here to Dirk Duncan, opening up the third for the Reds. 13-0. Reds won 21-1 this morning. We have a new pitcher, by the way. Swing and a ground ball to third. Did you notice that, Bruce?
I did notice, but I have not seen the number yet. Number nine. So that would be Owen Pratt moving in from his infield position.
Pratt from second base to the mound now. I didn't see it at all, Coach. Sometimes, and I'll say this, like players, as that pitch misses, two balls and a strike, you lose a little bit of your edge when it's 21-1 or 13-0 or, you know.
Score from Brush after one inning, 0-0.
Nope. Rez and Brush playing for the regional championship in Brush.
Both sides, three batters up, three batters down. So trying to find out who's pitching, but both pitchers sharp the first inning.
University and Faith Christian playing right now across town in Greeley.
Here's the pitch, and that one is driven to left field. It's hit well. Going back on this one, the fence at the track, and this one's going to be off the fence. And here is Dirk Duncan sailing into second base with yet another hit in the pinstripes of the Reds.
Had a chance just for a moment. Thought it might carry a little bit, but not quite as windy as it has been.
Had that been earlier today, that's in the street.
That would have been at least on the street.
Garrett Garrison.
Yeah, I will say the ball that Ryder True hit onto that roof over there across the street today, that was wind-aided, there's no doubt. I mean, he hammered it. But, boy, to hit it there, Bruce, you got to shoot it out of a gun, don't you? Holy cow. Here's Garrett Garrison. The DH stands in for the Reds. Pitch foul back against the screen. No balls and a strike to this sophomore who's been so effective for the Reds, not only at the plate, but as a closer this year on the hill.
Yeah, I was wondering if we might see him an inning today, but with the shortened games, possibility of not seeing Garrett on the mound.
Oh, one is a breaking ball knocked down behind the plate by Nutter. Dirk Duncan goes about a third of the way and says, nah, not today. I'll go back to the bag. And it's a ball and a strike. Reds trying to win their 44th game in the last 47 tries. That's pretty good. One ball, one strike. Pratt comes back, and the right-hander's pitch missed away.
Yeah, that record right there is the best in Colorado at the current time.
Yeah, I would imagine, right? Two balls, one strike. Duncan gets a lead over at second base for the Reds here. Nobody out in the third. They lead 13-0 already, and the pitch is on the inside corner for strike. So 2-2 now. Jared McCormick back out on deck for the Reds here as the sun hits the field here. We've been in the shade all day, though, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
In a wind tunnel in the shade. We've had it. I picked a spot today. Actually, Steve Longwell picked this for me. And Steve also was in big part why we didn't play yesterday. So let's blame everything on him, okay? One of the best athletic directors in the state, but he can't make a decision the last couple of days.
Well, he made the one early. That's why we're here, Clark.
That's exactly right. He did. You know, I give that to them. They were the first one to say, hey, here we go. We're going to go Sunday. We had to make a decision on Friday by noon. We did. We opted to go out of university because we didn't get a confirmation there. And just took the ball and ran to Eaton with it. But next weekend, you know, we're going to be back at UH at Tom Roach Field and over at Butch Butler. Two of my favorite places to call baseball games, too. And those will be the sharing schools for hosting the state tournament, the Final Eight, next week.
Great memories at Butch Butler, Clark.
Oh.
I played many games.
Is that right? How about that? And I think easily the best taken care of field in the best baseball field I've ever seen taken care of. The guys who do that, I found out their names a couple years ago. It's passed me since. But, boy, oh, boy, those guys rock it over there. And that pitch is inside, ball forward, hit him. It's a baseball walk. So two on for the Reds here, Coach, in the third.
Pinch runner at first base.
Well, a couple more runs, Clark, and we're at that 15-run mark after four.
Yeah, this has been a broken record today. The Reds just putting runs on the board, and the visitors looking to warm up the bus. 13-0 in this one.
Jared McCormick.
Four runs for the Reds in the first, nine in the second inning. J-Mac's going to come to the plate now, and we'll see what happens. Owen Pratt taking over for Aiden Shipman. The junior got roughed up a bit on the hill today for Kent Denver. Pratt deals, and that one in for a strike. Good pitch on the inside corner. It's 0-1. How did Kent Denver fare this year against other big teams in the tournament? Colorado Academy swept them. Lutheran swept them. Lutheran beat up on them. Here's the pitch. This one is hit up over shortstop into left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Boy, the Reds just continue to do everything right. Even a ball that's not hit well, they've got production.
With a single run score.
Dirk Duncan in to score in the RBI single by J-Mac. It's 14-0 Reds. Garrison goes to third base here. actually the pinch runner for Garrison.
Clark, that game in Brush, it's Maltos Garcia versus Luke Ruby.
Oh, that's
on
a
the
dandy.
Mound, so you know that's going to be a...
Not many runs, right?
Well-pitched game.
Try to get you a university score against Faith Christian as we get through this day as well.
For the Reds, number three, Bryce Smith.
So Bryce Smith is going to hit. This is where Todd's going to start going to his dugout a little bit, like he did in the first game this morning.
Well, realistically, this could be Eaton's last at-bats.
Only in the third here. The fourth would have to be 15. You're right, Bruce. There's nobody out. Realistically, you say that. I say that with pretty good confidence. This could be the last at-bat. 15 after 4. I mean, if my brain is working correctly, that's the mercy rule. Runners at the corners here for the Reds. One out. Last of the third inning. They've got a couple of touchdowns. 14-0 on the board. And this one skied to left field. This is going to be Mitch Milius. The sophomore comes in, waits under it, makes the catch, tagging from third base and scoring here.
Smith with the sacrifice fly in the left field.
For the Reds is Hayden Vigoria.
That'll bring to the plate second baseman number 4, Ben Richter.
And Benny Richter will come up now. So 15-0 for the Reds. Well, Ben Richter today has been busy, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
3 hits this morning in 1 inning. Comes back this afternoon in the first 2 innings and is on twice with a walk and a single. And he takes that one ball inside, ball 2, 2-0 now. Jaden Stone is not out. Is he out on deck? Is that Stoney? I can't tell. It is. So Todd hadn't given up the ship yet. It's only 15-0. Here's a throw over to first and the runner back in. But now, Bruce, you said it. Now Kent Denver will be forced to put something on the board. They're yet to have a hit in the ballgame. All right, runner away from the bag at first. Pratt deals, and this one is lifted foul. Left side giving a look at it is Gus Hansen, the third baseman, but he's got no play, and it's out of play. So one ball and one strike. Be back with you next weekend, Friday and Saturday. Final 8 action from Tom Roachfield and Butch Butler here in Greeley. Well, we're actually in Eden today. But right in our neck of the woods here, two of my favorite places to call a game. That one down low in the dirt.
It's kind of a suburb.
Two balls and one strike.
Just suburb of Greeley.
But completely agree with you. It is Titletown. Man, this school puts out championships. It's unbelievable. And so many baseball players, so many D1 players coming out of this school. This one's down low. Almost everybody that walks out of here is playing on the next level, but, boy, oh, boy, the D1 kids just get deeper and deeper coming out of the Eaton system.
You're going to have 2 at Oklahoma State. You're going to have 1 at Arkansas.
Just ripping. 3 balls and a strike here. Next one is ripped to short right at Quinn Smith. He goes back to first, not in time, but, boy, Richter hit a shot.
That might be the hardest ball Benny's hit today, actually.
Holy cow.
He hit a shot.
So 2 down in the third inning, and Jaden Stone will come to the plate here. 15-0 Reds. All right, look at this. John Antonelli? Is that right? There is a Brave of all Braves right there. When did you play? When were you a Brave?
My dad.
Oh, that's your dad.
That's your dad.
He did.
I played 4 years in the minors and 2 weeks got pulled up to the Mets as a pitcher.
Is that right? Cup of coffee with the Mets. All right.
That's awesome. Good. That's awesome.
That's good stuff.
My dad played 11 years.
11 years. Always all with the Braves or not?
Right out of high school with the Braves.
No. Wow, he made his way.
20-game winner, 54 World Series.
How about that? 20-game winner and 54-game World Series. Talking to John Antonelli's son right here. This one fouled away.
What's your first name? You're Tony.
Anthony, Tony, man, good to meet you. Good stuff.
Unfortunately, he's got a big Kent Denver Athletics jersey on right here, so he's taking a shot to the heart today.
Yeah. It's enjoying that walk-off win earlier.
All right, Pratt comes back, and Stoney, it's a drive to right center field. This may be the right fielder, Joe Rode, who comes in, the second baseman, Owen Pratt going out. Oh, no, it's not Pratt, he's pitching. I didn't see who the second baseman was there. Made the catch, though. Good play going out. Reds are done. Well, Sun Devils, you got to get one here. 15-0. We'll go to the fourth inning. Come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the fourth inning out here in Eaton. It is playoff action on Preps Radio. 15-0 Reds, regional final out here. They won 21-1 this morning, 15-0 today. They've been in the park all day just walking around. Here's the pitch. That one in, did he get it? No, he missed it. One ball, no strikes here. Joe Rode, and then Owen Pratt, then Jackson Nutter.
Message from Brush, 0-0 after two.
Oh.
Beat Diggers against the Cougars.
Luke Ruby and Maltus Garcia.
Maltus Garcia. Two really good pitchers.
Pitch on the way there, waved at and missed by Shipman. Yeah, it's Shipman, then Rode, then Pratt, if Pratt's still in the lineup. We'll see. He's pitching now, so I imagine he's still hitting. That one missed. Three balls and a strike here. Tate, what do you not want to do? You put guys on in a walk. Get through the inning, get out, 15-0. Reds get a win. We all go home and get warm. Here's the pitch all the way to the backstop. Missed it inside. Been a long day on a Sunday out here, but it's been fun to watch the Reds just take apart two teams today. Beat Englewood 21-1 this morning, a 20-run first inning for the Reds. And then here, all they've done in the encore is four in the first, nine in the second, and two more in the third. 15-0. Smith deals, that's fouled back. Then you start looking across the schedule, and how did Kent Denver do against teams like Lutheran? Lutheran beat him 20-0 and 10-0.
Yeah.
So the Reds are just doing what the other teams that are best in the state are doing. Pitch here, and that one waved at and missed. No balls, two strikes. Shipman at first, Joe Rode is at the plate. 0-2 here. Tate comes back. The 0-2 pitch waved at and missed. No competition there. He struck him out easy.
That was a total mismatch right there, Clark, that at-bat. That's when Tate throws strikes around the plate, they just can't touch him.
Well, Owen Pratt will dig in here now. The Sun Devils down to their final two outs unless they can get Shipman around from first base and cross the plate. Fastball up and in. Boy, that's a scary fastball. That's really effective, I'll bet, if he comes back and goes outside corner here. Probably no chance you could touch it. One ball, no strikes. Tate comes back, fastball just swung through and missed, 0-1, or 1-1. Here's the look in the pitch, comes back, and that one's right there. Called strike two, ball and two strikes. Kent Denver lost in the regional final last year as well. They lost to Lamar. This year, they're not close. 15-0. That one missed away. Breaking ball just outside. Gunnar Duncan slid over there and made the play. One ball, two strikes. One out here, fourth inning. Reds a couple outs away from mercy ruling the second one today. Swing and a miss. They are one out away.
Little breaking pitch there by Tate. Right. Boy, that was a sharp pitch on the 1-2 strike count.
I've got five strikeouts for Tate today. Can you add up your sheet? We'll see what you get.
Yes, that's what I have as well.
So two down.
Five doesn't sound like a lot when you have a 15-0 lead, but we're only in the third inning.
Yeah, no doubt.
Fourth inning,
no
top
doubt.
Of the fourth.
I used to laugh at that too, basketball stats. What about these teams that continually blow teams out and their starters really only play 2.5 quarters and you're averaging 23 a game? You're probably a 32-point scorer if your team is challenged. Yeah, you got to always wonder about how long those kids play too. This one swung through and missed. Two balls and a strike here. Jackson Nutter trying not to be the guy that is makes the last out of the season right here for the Sun Devils. 2-1, two outs. The pitch, breaking ball, strike two. He's down to one strike here.
Another sharp breaking pitch by Tate.
Yeah, he's looked good again today.
Twos are wild.
Tate set to go again. 2-2 pitch, comes back, and he misses it away, 3-2. They give Shipman second base. This is going to be a four-inning no-hitter, by the way. I don't know what Chassa considers a legitimate no-hitter. Is it five innings? I don't know. It's a question I do not know the answer to. Tate, swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Tate Smith goes four innings and does not allow a hit to the Kent Denver Sun Devils, and the Reds win this 15-0. They advance to the state tournament for the 4 millionth time in a row. We'll come back with the all-female postgame show in a moment. 15-0 Reds over the Sun Devils. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Welcome back to Eaton High School as we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Check them out at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service, been a long-time sponsor for us on Preps Radio. Thank you so much. Get in there, get into the store, and just say, hey, thank you for what you do for KFKA, for Preps Radio, and for getting our high school student-athletes and schools promoted out here in northern Colorado. It is Alt Feed Mill. Give them a call today, 834-2132. Well, Coach, today, kind of mirror image games for the Reds. 21-1 in the opener, 20-run first inning. Today in this game two in the regional final, which you expect often might be close, 4-1, 9 in the second, 2 in the third. They went 15-0 in 3.5 innings.
Yeah, and that's after a team just walked off a team, 4-3, excited about coming into a championship game. And the Sun Devils simply had no answers for the Eaton Reds today.
Absolutely. Here is a score. Faith Christian and University, bottom of the third. Look at Casey Miller's Bulldogs, 9-2 advantage in that one. So what I consider the best hitting team in the state, although the Reds would argue with you after
especially
today.
Especially after this weekend,
oh,
Clark.
God. Unbelievable. And Brush and Res Christian, no score. We've got that one updated as well. So how about that? University's going to go on. Brush and Res, one of those. Another Patriot League team's going to get in. So
Sterling Tigers are already there.
Yep. So you're going to have, it looks like you're going to have, it, you know,
four teams
in the Final Eight from the Patriot League. And it's the four that we don't know. Res or Brush, 0-0. And for Res, I'll tell you what, you might be the underdog in that game, but you've got Luke Ruby throwing, so you can flat out win.
Yeah, Luke Ruby can match up against any 3A pitcher in the state.
All right, let's get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all of Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community. Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Well, it's been a broken record this year with Ryder Drew and with Tate Smith. We're going right back there again. Tate Smith was terrific today. Four innings on the hill. He threw a no-hitter. Didn't give up a hit in the four innings. Six strikeouts in the ball game. Also at the plate, he drives in three runs, a single, a double, three RBIs. So Tate Smith is your Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game in Game 2. Ryder Drew is the player of the game in Game 1. We've got all their pictures already, Coach, because we had them.
Yeah, you don't have to run. You don't have to run over to the dugout to get a shot of them because they've been there before.
No doubt. And, boy, what a season for these two, yeah. and for the Reds. I mean, as a whole, this team, they have the feel, they have the look, they should be the number one. They should be the team to beat, right?
And they do the little things, Clark. Yeah. It's not all about the spectacular, you know, plays, the home runs. This is a team that does the little things. They get the extra base by reading the play. They see an errant throw, and they're ready to take that extra base. So many different weapons on this team.
Play of the game today, Coach and I talked about it, and Ben Richter, he didn't make one play that was great, but he made a series of really good plays at second base. Just was solid out there today. So plays of the game brought to you by Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. That's right, 26 years out here for our good friends out at Journey Homes. You want to see all they do? Go to journeyhomes.com. The Journey Homes play of the game, plays of the game. Benny Richter in his glove at second base, Coach. Nice job by Benny Richter.
Yeah, he did have one play. He had to really come to his left and just all around he was solid. And when you have a player like Benny over there at second base, that just gives your pitchers so much confidence to know that they don't have to strike everybody out.
Yep.
What an infield with Benny Richter, Walker Martin, Dirk Duncan, man. Those three guys can glove it.
No doubt about it. All right, Reds win 15-0 here in the regional final. We'll come back and wrap things up here in the final segment of our Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Do that when we return on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hello, Greeley. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At Allo, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With Allo, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, Allo is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. To find out more, please stop by the Allo store or go to allofiber.com/Greeley.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
For better than 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on Amco of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's Amco of Loveland.
Not every job is a big job.
but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Alt Feed Mill postgame show wraps up here at Eaton High School today. Reds. Well, let's see. What do we get? 36 runs today for the Reds and their opponents. Bruce, got one. Yeah, that'll do you well, right?
That's a good day. That's wearing,
a good day at the ballpark.
That's wearing out the cleats crossing home plate.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
They're going to have to get some new cleats before the state tournament next week.
21-1 this morning against Inglewood, and then they come back 15-0 in the regional. Tate Smith, a four-inning no-hitter. And the Reds pound out 15 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Reds, no runs, no hits, two errors for Inglewood. That your CNH Solutions scoring summary of the ball game. Again, Norfolk Iron, a medal player of the game, was Tate Smith. Benny Richter gets the award for our plays of the game, brought to you by Journey Homes, as he made some terrific plays out at second base today. So Reds take care of business. Right now, what we have updated for you, University leads 9-2 over Faith, third inning. The likelihood is Casey Miller's team's going to be on to the final eight. And Brush and Rez, two Patriot League teams right there, no score, two great pitchers, third inning. Anybody can win there, but we know, Bruce, we're going to get four of the final eight this year in the Patriot League.
Boy, and, you know, I don't know if they will, but it be so nice if they would just separate
spread them out,
give them a chance to be in the final four.
Well, we'll see what that looks like. Clark and the coach tomorrow. Coach will be off. He's got some basketball. You gonna go teach tomorrow? What are you
actually
doing?
Actually, no. I am actually going to the TPC course.
Oh, you are? That's right.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
You lucky dog.
Yes.
How many strokes will it take you on the 800-yard par 5?
A lot.
As many runs as the Reds had here today. So, yeah, 36 of them. That's right.
But an annual fundraiser for Fellowship of Christian
Athletes.
And it happens to be out at that TPC course.
Well, good stuff, no doubt. All right, for Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio, I want to thank all of you folks for jumping in today and listening to us on Preps Radio. We'll have more action next weekend. We get to the final eight. Butch Butler and Tom Roach Field at University High School. Those are the two home sites for our final eight this year. We'll be bouncing back and forth, have coverage for you Friday and Saturday this weekend, Friday and Saturday on championship weekend coming up as well. For Bruce, I'm Clark. Thanks for jumping in with us today. The Reds take it to task today. 21-1 this morning against Inglewood, 15-0 in the nightcap tonight against the Kent Denver Sun Devils. They are the regional champions once again here in Northern Colorado. That's it for us today. Final score again in the nightcap. Reds 15, Kent Denver nothing. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.